meeting order. Please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item of business is a public hearing on the average revision of the sewer service charges. Call the public meeting, or the public hearing to order. Are there any comments? Yes, sir, please.
Two questions, what is it and why?
Okay, two good questions. Do you want to state your name for us?
Joseph Hutchins.
Okay, did you get that?
Did you sign in?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the town of Columbus, we gauge our summer water rates off the top, off the 3 months average of the winter usage rates, December, January, February, March.
Does that change?
No.
Wasn't it 6 months, October through April?
No. December, January, February, March. Those are the lowest water usage months because people don't water their lawn in the middle of the winter. Okay. So every year we have 7 or 8 unfortunate citizens who have a water leak. Water runs, broken water pipe, they leave. So for one of those or two of those, sometimes three of those months, they get a water bill of some $200 or so, which they're lucky enough to have it during December, January, February, or March. That also raises their water rate for the whole rest of the year because that's what's used to set the base for the remainder of the year. So we don't want to do that.
Okay, I'm not sure I understand.
Somebody want to give it a better try than
well,
I do?
Well, as I understand it, the sewer rate is based on the average of those months, then. Is that correct?
That's
so
correct.
That it's not raised when we're watering lawns.
Yeah, we don't meter sewer, we meter water.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay. So what's changed?
What's changing is if a resident has a water break in those months that we create the average, we are going to pull that month out and not use it,
that
so it doesn't affect the average.
Yes, that's great.
That's the only change.
Okay.
Yeah, just don't want to penalize him for having already had a bad luck.
Very reason.
Very good question. It hits right to the whole reason for the ordinance change. Any other comments? Are there any other comments? I close the public hearing. Council has before you the minutes of the April 1, 2024 meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, or deletions?
Corrections.
Correction?
Yes. Do we have to motion that or we just...
Hmm?
We don't have to motion for a correction, right? I just tell you.
Well, you gotta give us what the correction is.
Public comment on current agenda items should be Elias Vesbach instead of Elisa. There's two of them in there. One at the beginning and then one on the second line from the bottom.
And as long as we're looking at spelling under presentation petitions, it's Marsha Olson. And then on the very last page, it's Ryan's name is spelled incorrectly as Ran or Rayan. So not that that would bother him, but just a couple typos.
Any other corrections? I entertain a motion to approve the minutes as corrected.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Bob.
Second
by Tim. Any discussion? Danny?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rip?
Yes.
Motion passes. Entertain a motion to approve the delinquent shut-off.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick.
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Gannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Entertain a motion for approval of claims.
I'll make that motion for approval of claims.
Motion by Cole.
Second then.
Second by Dennis. Any discussion? Gannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Can you get Jonathan? And his family?
When's the... That's not your time, did you? Middle of the day. Go on to work tomorrow and put that stuff. Oh, it doesn't matter. You can do it whenever. You can work around here.
Jonathan?
Sir.
You stand here, look kind of face each other here. Do this thing here. This is your oath of office.
Yes, sir.
Say, "I state your name."
I, Jonathan Church.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Montana.
And the Constitution of the State of Montana.
And I will discharge the duties of my office.
And I will discharge the duties of my office.
As a police officer.
As a police officer.
For the city of Columbus.
For the city of Columbus.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
This is Church. I'm really glad you're doing this.
Hopefully this time I don't get stabbed.
It's always a chance you take.
That's your best.
Yeah. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Officer reports. Rich?
Dinner will be Sunday evening. For those of you that didn't do it, please let them know if you can make it or not. We'll get you on the list. Apologies for that. The baby got mailed and dropped off, and if they got dropped off, it's my fault. But I forgot. 32 calls for service since the last report, year to date 308. So, we calls for the last report. So, pulled this up about it. Approving a roster. One, we didn't get it on the agenda because we missed the staff meeting. And two, last report, last meeting was that we had still receiving interest from volunteers and whatnot. And we had 10 interviews on Wednesday.
Nice.
So there's no sense in giving you the roster right at the moment. We'll see how the interviews go and then I'll present you with a roster. The next one.
How many openings do you have?
Well, with some of our residents, I think we're down 4 or 5 residents and then volunteers between us and the Reed Point Station. We can absorb all of them.
Oh, okay. Questions for Rich?
What time is the dinner? So I just know.
6.
Good question. 6, I believe.
I hope you're not cooking.
I am not cooking. No, I am not.
Oh, and it's out at the
city center.
It's out at the you can go. Aaron?
Most importantly, what was in my report?
Questions for Aaron? Scott?
Just what's in my report and the weather and everything else in my new business.
Questions for Scott? Ryan?
I don't have anything to add other than what's in my report.
Questions for Ryan? Three?
Nothing further than what's in my report.
I just got, just congratulations on, since you aren't going to be here.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your anniversary.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, is there any public comment on current agenda? On current agenda, any public comment on the current agenda? Any public comment on the current agenda? No committee reports, no unfinished business, and the new business, first item. The approval of lease agreement between the city of Columbus and Devin Pinkle and Heather Meyer, their chief beanery, for the renewal period 7/1/24 through 6/30/25. Entertain a motion for approval.
I make a motion to approve the lease agreement between the city of Columbus and Devin Pinkle and Heather Meyer, their chief beanery, from 7/1/24 to 6/30/25.
Thank you. Motion by Colt.
I'll second.
Second by Tim. Any discussion? Okay, Dana?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is the approval of public works construction agreement between the city of Columbus and Four Bears Inc. Doing business is still our excavating, the amount of $6,500 plus the gravel contract not to exceed $15,000. This is for work at Itchkapi.
Is this going to be enough to do up and upper and lower?
Yeah. Just
up. Oh.
Hoping.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Donnie gave a little bit.
Cool. I'll make a motion for approval of that agreement.
A motion by Dennis for the approval of the agreement. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is an invitation for bid for the City Hall HVAC project.
Is this one of those projects?
House Bill 355, yep. Yeah.
We get a grant for that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. This is just to be able to put it out to bid, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an invitation to bid. Yeah.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, motion to approve the invitation to bid by Bob.
I'll second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Dana?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is approval of a change order for the Pratt Street Railroad Sewer Crossing, decreasing the original contract price by $4,148. Wow. Entertain a motion for approval.
I'll make that motion for approval.
Motion by Tim.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Dana?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. And the next item.
Give it back to them.
Getting more than getting back more almost price. Approval of pay application number 5 for the Pratt Street Railroad Sewer Crossing Project in the amount of $8,942. Motion for approval.
Make a motion for the approval of pay application number five.
Motion by Cole.
I'll second it.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion?
Is this what they just completed then?
Yep.
Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next line is a, next item is a special use permit for the event Columbus Montana Gear on May 3rd. Entertain a motion for the approval of the special use permit.
I'll make that motion for approval for special use permit for May 3rd for.
Okay, motion by Tim?
I'll second.
Second by Rick. Any discussion?
That's actually East First Avenue North, right? Instead of South.
Yep. Anything else?
And is that contingent upon them getting insurance policy?
Yes, it is.
Yes, and the agreement, since they checked alcohol, they'll have to have that endorsement as well.
Anything else? Dennis?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item. That information's on the back of Scott's report. I'm making a motion to approve the purchase of new backhoe for Public Works Department.
Which one?
I think the more expensive one, the case is the better machine. It's got 1,100 less power on it. It's also got a hydraulic pump.
Your recommendation is?
Case.
Case.
So you looked at both machines? I haven't seen them physically, but I've done a lot of research on them. They're real comparable.
The money is going to capital account, right, for free?
It's supposed to be done at budget time, but $3,500 a month for rent, so I don't know if that will pay that.
I'd make a motion to go with Scotty's recommendation, approve the purchase of the new backhoe.
Motion by Dennis to approve the purchase of the, also the case backhoe. Second by Bob. Any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is the first reading of ordinance 371-2024, an ordinance amending section 13.08.080 of Columbus Municipal Code for sewer service charge established. Entertain a motion to waive the first reading.
I'll make a motion to waive the first reading on ordinance 371-2024.
Motion by Cole.
Second.
Second by Rick. Any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Daniel?
Yes.
Okay, waive the reading. Now we need a motion to pass the ordinance on first reading.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll
I'll second it.
Seconded by Tim. Any discussion? Dana?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is the approval of changes to the City of Columbus personnel policy. The changes are shown in red. The specific changes are overtime, comp time, and travel. Entertain a motion for approval of the changes to the city personnel policy.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Tim. Any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is approval of collective bargaining agreement for City of Columbus and the Columbus Police Association. Entertain a motion for the approval of the collective bargaining agreement.
This has been still the police commission, right?
Pardon?
That's still the police commission, and they went through all this.
No, the police commission doesn't.
Oh, they don't look at this?
No, this was a committee that consisted of Tim and Cole and Cherie and me. We met with department representative, who was Shane Zachary, and we met with the union representative. We had three meetings, maybe? Some negotiation and came to this agreement. Pending council approval.
I'll make a motion that we approve the collective bargaining agreement for the City of Columbus and the Police Association.
I'll second that.
Motion by Bob, seconded by Dennis. During discussion. Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. I'd like to thank Tim and Cole for their time and working through it and their expertise. And it's good to have you guys' perspective.
Thank you.
Giving out difference.
Thanks, man.
The next item is approval of a memorandum of understanding between the City of Columbus and the Police Association. Yeah, I'm going to entertain a motion for the approval, but maybe before, well, I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the memorandum, then we can discuss it.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Tim.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Cole. One of the basic elements of the collective bargaining agreement was we changed from the 10-hour shifts to the 12-hour shifts, which we were all in agreement was in the best interest of the city, and that's what the department wanted. It was a major point of contention in the last CBA, and I think we fixed it. And it's a good idea, so we didn't want to have to wait till July 1st to do it. That's when the new CBA goes into effect. So essentially what this does is allows us to put those 12-hour shifts into effect on May 8th rather than waiting until July 1st. Okay.
Cool.
So we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is the job description and announcement for Public Works Director. You have for you a position description and a copy of the motive. Entertain a motion?
Make a motion to approve that.
Motion by Dennis to approve.
I'll second that.
Second by Rick. Any discussion?
A little bit. It's my understanding, Scotty, that you, and thank you for the couple of years or whatever, but I know it's tough. Talked to you a few times.
Right.
I understand where you're coming from. From 1996, I remember the same scenario. But you plan to, you're not going to quit, you're going to stay on and be in the Public Works Department.
If.
Correct.
If that's an option.
That's the plan. And I can go along with that myself, but are we good? We're talking about $80,000 to $90,000 hit on the budget for the Public Works Director, correct? Cherie with the benefits. Are we good to go with that? Or do we have that in our budget? Are we not going to, we're not going to be raising any taxes, we're not going to be raising water and sewer rates, storm drain rates to cover the wage of this new Public Works Director, is that correct? That's pretty much the only way I could approve something like this.
Okay, well, you know, we'd like to commit right now to a budget change.
But I mean, we will get the budget and we know where we're heading as far as when Scotty moves down, back down. I don't know what his wage will be, will he lose a wage a little bit, or will he? Okay, so those numbers would really be good for me to see, I don't know about the rest of the council, but some budget.
Yeah, the new public, yeah, we don't have something to hand out to you.
Right.
But the total effects are.
But it'd be nice to know.
The Public Works Director salary range is in that notice. That's just a touch over on the bottom end what Scott's currently making on an hourly basis. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I.
You're correct.
Okay, and in just preliminary listing with Scott, of course, we don't want him to leave. I think the reason this is going to work is a new Public Works Director comes in with it. As a director with his number one man being Scott is a great situation. Scott's done a great job with the department and with the employees and with the projects that we've had to do. You know, to lose him would not be good. But we've talked
about. Totally agree.
Yeah. We've talked about.
I've been.
Yeah, you're the one guy that knows way better than I do. If he could stay, he would go back to where he was before he became director. Maybe with some of the interim increases that he would have picked up. And the other thing that's an absolute fact is that our Public Works Department is woefully understaffed, in my opinion. You don't need to take my opinion for it. There's just so many things that we would like to do and plans that we want to get done, and we simply don't have the manpower. We've got more money than manpower.
Yep.
We're not, don't have it mapped out, but we can afford a Public Works Director and Scott and other hires that we're in the midst of making right now.
I agree, as long as we can afford it, and I do, I sat at home after I talked with Scotty, and I made a list of things that we could do with that extra guy, because I was frustrated, I was always frustrated that we just couldn't get some things done that we wanted to get done, but I've got a list of those, and I want to see those done if we hire a Public Works Director and we have five guys.
I've still got your list in my briefcase.
And also on the job description itself, there's in summary of work, it talks about in charge of zoning, And that, there's one thing right there. I don't think we need to contract that out whatsoever. I mean, we don't need to say that in here at least. We could just say he's in charge of zoning. And if the public works director wants to come to us and say, if, when we do get a new public works director, and he wants to come to us and say, oh, I could use some help zoning, then we can clarify that then. But I don't see any reason with five guys and the public works director, that public works director couldn't handle zoning. I mean, I've been there, I've done that, I handled zoning with four guys. So I can't see, I only have four.
I know, but it's gonna be six with the new public.
That's what I mean, there's gonna be five guys and a public works director.
There's gonna be.
There's no reason that the public works director could not handle zoning with that many guys there.
I think she said there's gonna be six employees plus the public works director.
Six, full-time? Oh, no, you're talking legal?
No, we hired,
Kevin?
Kevin.
Jim?
Jim.
Scotty?
Mm-hmm.
Paul?
Mm-hmm.
And Philip, I guess.
Right.
That's five. And then the public.
And Scott.
We just said Scotty, didn't we?
Did you say Scott?
Mm-hmm. It's always been four and then the public works director, but now it's gonna be five and the public works director, right?
Thought we had five, and then we hired Kevin, and then we're gonna hire a public works director.
Let's count them. Scotty, Jimmy, Paul, Kevin, Philip, public works director, that's six. But no matter what, the public works director should be able to handle zoning. And I think there's a big list of things that we just could not get done back when we didn't have them, so I'm gonna make sure we get those done.
That'd be a good thing. So, are you wanting a change in this job description?
I'd like to see the change that although a majority of the zoning is contracted out, be stricken.
He just wants that.
So just the.
He's in charge of zoning.
Instead of taking, so you're taking out the zoning is contracted out?
Right.
So just to back up a little bit, so Dennis, was that a motion to approve it with that?
Yeah, Ryan. Maybe I didn't make that clear, but. It was part of the, I approved this, but then I also had discussion, including discussion.
We're on discussion, yeah.
So we can, we do a motion?
Pardon?
So we can do probably second motion then to amend it?
Yeah.
Make that amendment? Because you've already moved to amend it as is. See what I'm saying?
So I need a motion to amend the position description to remove the wording of the majority of zoning being contracted out.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, motion to amend, is there a second?
Motion to amend.
I'll second it.
Second to that, did you second it?
I did.
Any discussion? Motion to amend. Gannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
That motion passes. On the position description, motion and a second, is there any further discussion?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Gannon?
Yes.
Next item is request to approve of the city health benefit allowance of $1,590.
Make that motion to approve that.
Second Dennis to approve.
I'll second it.
Second by Bob. Is there any discussion? And I note that instead of the 10% increase that we figured we were gonna get, we got $20.75 increase. We're like happy with it. Any other discussion? Gannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Yes, Jim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passed. Next item is a request for approval of taxable cash benefit of 50% to employees that waive all health benefits.
I'm kind of a little confused, but maybe somebody could help me out, or maybe we could get some numbers. How many people are there out there?
Two.
There's two that have refused, maybe three, so what kind of effect does that have on the budget then?
$4.58 per hour at 50%.
It costs an employee that's on our health benefits, it costs the city almost $20,000 a year for them to be on the benefits. So if they waive their benefits and they're not on them, obviously it saves the city that money.
They've waived the benefit because they're already on some other health program.
Right.
And they don't, but they could.
They have.
But they're already on a health program, but then they could get extra for, on their paycheck or.
To help pay.
Even though they're already.
Right, but for example, if someone's covered by their spouse is still paying for that benefit, so it helps them pay for the benefit outside of the city. If that makes sense.
Well, it, you know, it, to me, it removes an inequity in pay between those who choose to be on the health insurance and those that have other health insurance. And it's about $10, it's $9.17 an hour difference. Our health benefit basically costs $9.17 per hour for each employee. That's a, so somebody that doesn't need it, doesn't take it, doesn't get it, gets $9.17 an hour less in benefit than somebody does take it.
If a single person doesn't take it, what's the rest of the 1590 based on their premium goes to a flex, mm-hmm. which could come back, I guess.
If they don't use it.
If they don't use
right.
it to the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it. Is it something that's going to save the city some money? Is that the idea?
Well, it could potentially save the city
few bucks.
25% of someone who's not on the
list. Something you'd look at every year.
In order to be eligible for the benefit, and I think it says that in the description, they need to provide proof that they have coverage elsewhere. It's not for our employees to bail off right. and take the money. That's not an option.
So there is other cities that offer this option? There's other cities.
In NMIA, Montana Municipal Interlocal Authority offers it to their employees. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. They did a poll this year, and now the 90 participants that are in there, that they provide health insurance to, 30 of them stated that they provide a taxable cash benefit in some manner to their employees who waive all insurance benefits.
Is that an annual thing, or how often does it?
You have to. It's kind of like with the insurance renewal.
It'd be a something we look at every year, mm-hmm. correct? Mm-hmm.
Right. How did you come up with this value?
And the $8, where did that come from per day?
$9.17.
$9.17 an hour?
Yeah.
Okay, our allowance?
It's $15.90.
$15.90.
Times 30 days in the month.
Times, no. Is 1590 at times 12
divided by 2080
mm-hmm. times 12 is $19,080
divided by the 40
divided by 20 by 2080 hours is $9.17 an hour. Keep in mind I did the math, you might want to check that.
I was checking my phone.
So obviously, this, you've done some thought about this, and you consider it to be a fair trade-off for these people. Is that what you think?
Yeah. I'll tell you, Bob, fundamentally, I don't like the idea. Fundamentally, I don't like the idea. I think you have an employee benefit, the employee takes it or they don't take it. They're still your employee, but it creates an inequity between that employee that doesn't take it because they had it someplace else, and the employee that does take it, that gets full benefit of it. So one employee gets a benefit that's worth $9.17 an hour. That's significant. Another employee that doesn't take it doesn't get that.
Loses out on that, yeah.
Yeah. And I think this is a good compromise. We're not offering the full $9.17. We're offering half of that, $4.58.
Could offer less, right?
Could offer the flat amount, could have negotiated everything. I think the $4, I think the 50 cent, the 50% rate is on the low end of my calculations of what I thought the options were. So that's what we're presenting.
So this was a negotiated item by you guys?
Well, it wasn't negotiated.
Well, sort of. I know it wasn't part of the collective bargaining,
no.
But it was something that was talked about between you and the employees.
Yeah, what happened was, you know, a year ago, we hired two employees that came in with their own medical benefits. And that was kind of a bonus for us. We didn't have to pay the $19,000 for their benefits. So this year, you know, it was brought up to take a look at an option like this a taxable cash benefit.
Was there any thought of, is it possible to put that money into a flex account for that particular employee?
If they're not,
we already offer a flex account, so that could be an option, but a flex is only a maximum amount.
We don't have a flex account.
The flex account we have now is all employer funded. It caps at the same as the government caps at 2750 or whatever.
2500
mm-hmm. What about a health savings plan?
You have to have a high deductible health plan. Uh-huh. And we wouldn't have any control over what health plan they had.
And MMIA administers all that kind of stuff, so that's not like...
And if you're not on our health plan, you're not eligible for the flex.
No, right.
And you would be able to work, maybe say, you're not on the health benefit. So the extra, they get an extra $4 in some sense an hour on their on their salary, which would be...
Well, it's not, that's not the way it's going to be. I mean, a person that's making $20 an hour is not going to now make $24.
$4.50.
But they're going to get a taxable cash benefit. So there'll be a line on their check that says taxable cash benefit for...
Because it can change at any time. If that employee that waives their benefits, their spouse loses their job, that benefit goes away for them because now they're going to need our health insurance.
They're going to have to sign up so they lose that benefit.
Does the insurance company allow them to join at just any time, or is it a specific, like, is there
any employee
time?
Can join at any time if there is a qualifying event.
There'll be a special enrollment period if they lost their
health insurance.
Yeah.
And that's for any employee, even that's currently on benefits.
So when they work a 40-hour week, they're going to get basically an extra 40 times $4.55 or something.
Exactly.
And it'll show up as a health benefit.
As a taxable cash benefit, yeah.
I don't know, like, I have mixed feelings on that myself, just because I don't have those options, but...
You've got some job openings.
I do think that, I mean, maybe more people, if you have the options, like, well, I have insurance here, but I could get better insurance for somebody else, there might be other people that would take that advantage and then save the city money. And if we can save the city money on insurance, I think that's a good deal, you know? And I think the equality of it, of an employee that is not receiving insurance should get some benefit from that. I don't see a problem with that, so I kind of agree with it, I guess.
And it's an annual review, correct?
It'd be something when we do the health benefits every year.
Health benefits, part of the health benefit renewal program.
And we do have to look at that every year.
I'll make a motion that we approve this taxable cash benefit.
Motion by Bob.
I'll second it.
No, by Dana.
Second by Dana. Any further discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Motion passed. Okay, approval of capital improvement plan for the airport. I entertain a motion for the approval of the capital improvement plan for 2025 to 2030 for the Walterton Memorial Airport. Dennis?
I'll do that.
Dennis? Motion by Dennis?
I'll second it.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Bob? Got it.
Yes.
Everybody get their yes there?
Yes.
Then we have an airport lease, non-commercial airport ground lease for Richard Wayne Flemmer. A motion to approve the lease.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Bob.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Any discussion?
Who is Richard Flemmer?
I have no idea.
His hangar is already there.
Hangar in the airplane?
Yeah, well, an existing hangar, so he's taking over the lease.
Gotcha.
Dana?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Next item is a underground lease distribution easement. This is something. This is a...
Electrical.
We've got to grant a lease, or grant an easement to the power company to get their power to the T-hangers. Okay.
I'm good.
Okay, Dennis Moore.
They had to bore under the taxiway to get power to those new T-hangers that were put in.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to use them.
Okay, I got a motion by Dennis. Did I get a second?
I'll second.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Motion passed. Comments not on the agenda. Got one I want to make here. That's how much stuff you guys had to read before this meeting. And some of you got to see it 10 minutes before. Dennis came in and got his early. Honestly, don't know how you can get through this and have a feel for what's coming up. I know I got to see it when it was first talked about, some of it. Got to see it at the staff meeting. Got to discuss it with whoever I had questions on. But I'm not the guy that has to vote. You guys do. Is there a better way for us to get you the material so you have half a chance at feeling like you're up to speed? I mean, it's got to feel a little overwhelming.
I kind of felt that way.
Huh?
When do they complete it?
Well,
Because they used to be, you know, years ago, we had it where you could come in, you know, on Friday of last week and grab your stuff and look through it over the weekend so you're prepared on Monday. And then here for the last 5 years, we haven't had that option of picking it up. So I just don't know. If it were available earlier, then I would grab it earlier, but...
We can have it for you by noon on Friday.
That'd be great.
One thing that...
We've talked about it before.
One thing that some towns do, which, if you guys are interested, the clerk puts them all together, puts them in a file folder, and then have them delivered to your house.
Yeah, I think we can... I can stop that.
I think everyone lives in town, so obviously not...
Everyone lives in town.
I can make arrangements, it's okay.
It gives us time.
I can email them, I just don't know how many people like email.
Then that's quite a chunk.
This would be a good one.
Everything, so...
Right, I just felt that way since I've been here. It's like, whoa, is that what I used to do with the guys? Throw shit at them, stuff at them.
You know, we set up the agenda on Thursdays, so I pretty much have everything together. Usually I'm waiting to add some claims at the very end, but now that we do our claims twice a month, if they don't, you know, get in, then I'll...
If we got all this before the weekend, claims could be easy to go through the night of.
Is it hard? Everything plus claims.
Digitize it all and throw it in email?
No, that's what I scan it in and send it to the newspaper every week. I scan it in and send it...
I'm totally down with an email on a Friday afternoon and then going over through them on an email.
There might be a report or two that comes in late.
Right.
I'm not saying that Rich would be late, but...
Even if he shows up.
So there might be a few things that aren't there. There might be a claim or two that comes in late, but they're going to be in your packet.
For the most part, that would help immensely.
Yeah.
Because it's just...
Yeah, when this packet, we sat down...
There's some things that are new right now, you know. It'd be nice to know about them the week, the meeting before that you were actually working on something too, you know.
And I try to do that. If I know that we're getting ready to put something on the agenda, I'll put it in my report, you know, like budget stuff, ordinance, or things that I know that, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of try to.
This is a very good point, Webb. It needs to be.
We'll give that to you. Any other comments on the agenda? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make that motion.
Motion by Rich, seconded by Dennis. All in favor, say aye. Move to adjourn.
Aye. No, when I first started this, I wanted to do that with this shot. Then by my thought, you don't get it done. So if you had the weekend, at least raise through it, because you just have sessions Monday. And I'm not doing your job, because you just don't...
At least one of us is on the first day.
Just get silent.
Yeah. Huh?
What time were you?
0600, looks good.
06?
Yeah.
Did you know there was a 600 in the 0?
No, I heard that.
You might be just getting...
I work 7515.
No, I went thinking that's really good. We started, all right, then I first started, I got my tuition. By my fault, I neglect to keep it up. At least you got the weekend, it's much coming through it. Yeah. You're cooking the meal. Who's cooking the meal? It'll be good. They got a pretty good deal. Will new work for you on Friday? New work for you on Friday?
Well, I'm glad that it wasn't a big...
I was thinking...
I was cheating.
I'll treat you.
A treat or a trick? Is it a treat or a trick?
Yes.
Depends on who's there.